kick all of them in their
no.
faces.
Lock Talk Radio.
And from Belgium. What's not that? Enough we're saddled with that terrible language.
I don't know. It sounds beautiful coming out of your mouth.
Oh, thank you very much. C'est la résistance.
Oh, no. Oh, speaking of which.
That was a Belgian dialect he was speaking. I say that all the time. JCVD.
JCVD, is JCVD a Megadeth fan?
Hell no. Fuck the Dave Mustaine.
Because Megadeth, you know, as a tribute to the victims in Paris, played the French national anthem.
Really?
I mean, really?
Or just to make it worse. You say it's a tribute, I say it's adding insult to injury.
Exactly. Anything he performs live,
yeah.
He's not tributing it. Whether he thinks he is or not. Oh, at least it's the right song. I was going to say, what if he plays Thank Heaven for the Hell Girls?
Or like the soundtrack to some Jerry Lewis movie.
And of course.
It's like Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock all over again, right?
Totally. No, it's nothing like that. Well, he's playing an anthem. That's about it.
The first time Megadeth's music has been described as anthemic in like 15 years.
That the conclusion of it is the best part, though.
Yes, that is the best part of anything he plays live.
I think this is actually the new guitarist playing. I can't tell.
Oh, so he's just
Kiko,
like,
Kiko Loreno.
That's not a real name.
That's
Get out
name.
Of here. That's not a name. You mean Chino Moreno?
No. Kiko Loreiro. Here we go. Here we go.
Get to me.
Can he clap?
Oh, did we miss it?
What's supposed to happen?
He's supposed to yell out freedom.
Freedom!
So now you're going to make him listen to it a second time?
Here we go. Maybe. The Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, moments after the French national anthem.
What is he saying with that? Like, was it, their freedom was not endangered. What's going to happen is their freedom is going to get taken away now. Like, they're going to have the French Patriot Act.
I got to tell you, our freedoms haven't, like, I went to see King Diamond earlier this week, and the security was definitely, like, the week after 9/11 type security of, like, patting you down. Like,
at the King Diamond show?
The King Diamond show was in Times Square, though, and there was that bullshit ISIS threat. That's the other thing that's kind of bothering me right now is that, like, anyone will jump on, like, someone said that ISIS is bombing this thing. And it's like, if you look at, what do they actually say? And it's like, here is a random video with a collage of Times Square, you know, stock photos with like, some Muslim text over it.
Oh, my God.
Some Muslim text, some Arabic over it.
My dad always has, like, CNN on or Fox News on, and it's, like, so alarmist. It's like,
calm down. Chill. And also ISIS, you too.
Relax.
Chill out.
Relax.
Stop killing people, all right? Calm down.
They're going to kill you just for saying that.
Yeah.
Nice knowing you.
Can
we get Abdul to fill in for you when you...
They're
sure.
Gonna,
he has a bigger Twitter following than I do.
They're gonna install a bomb on your car to go.
Oh,
watch
no.
It'll really go then.
You're going to scan your card to unlock the door and it's just going to go boom.
That's very sad. I'll be walking home tonight.
All right. Well, let's get our guest on the line.
We just had him. Wait, we have another guest?
Yes.
This is crazy.
It's a revolving door of guests.
So many people want to talk to us.
Well, we want
Come
to talk
on,
to him.
Come on, guys. Yeah.
Come on, ISIS.
We're going to get him on momentarily. from the band Ex Mortis, the drummer Mario, who is not Mario who calls into the show all the time. Sid, who's that
Mario?
But
they both live in California, don't they?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Sid, who's that Mario? That's, you just said who that Mario was. He's the one
that
who calls
Mario.
Into the show.
He's trying to get you to give some more background on what
well,
Mario
he
does is.
The phone
thank
number.
You. Thank you, Daryl. Yeah.
You think that Sid works in radio, but...
I don't know. He just is. I'm so more just, of a nitpicker
he likes
than a
being
professional.
He likes being an obstacle yeah. rather than a baton taker.
Listen, I filled the time somehow. Yeah. It wasn't the most artful way, but I still said things that were followed by other things being said. I'm still saying things right now.
Ex Mortis have a new album called Ride Forth. Coming out January 8th. Here he
Wait, shouldn't it be the fourth?
It's not. It's not a Friday.
Yeah.
Your fourth album?
I didn't know what? You were doing an introduction there. I'm probably start over. Go ahead.
All right, we have Mario.
Hi, Mario.
On the line.
Hey, hello. How's it going, guys?
Mario, you're online with the Metal Injection live cast. This is Rob, and I'm here with Noah.
Hello.
Sid.
Hey.
And Darren.
Why am I always last?
I just go in like a circle.
Okay.
From now on, do it the other way.
Yes, please. No, well, you can alternate. I just don't want to always be left.
Mario, are you confused yet?
A little bit, but... wait, Neela, right?
Noah. She's
Noah.
That's
Noah.
Noah. Noah. Noah. Okay, sorry.
Call her whatever.
Yes, I'm a little deaf. Too much metal.
That's fine. I'm also deaf.
Now, you just wrapped up a tour... opening up for Marty Friedman, legendary guitarist, formerly of Megadeth, Marty Friedman, and quite the shredder in his own right. What was it like opening those shows up?
Oh, it was amazing, man, to just see him on stage and to hang out with him a bit. And he was, you know, every night he'd be like, oh, good show. And just to get that.
A fan of the band?
Yeah. What was that?
I said he was a fan of the band.
Oh yeah. To have, you know, just to know that he's a fan of the band and just, you know, growing up, idolizing him, it was amazing, man. And definitely an unforgettable experience.
Did he share any anecdotes from his Megadeth days?
Oh no, I kind of felt like I tried so hard not to like. I love every now and then, you know, I'll like do like a Dave Mustaine impression and stuff.
Oh really?
And, I had to hold back. No, it's just like, hey, what do you know, like, David Stane has that, like, voice.
No, I don't know.
We want
to hear your David Stane voice.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting at here. We want to hear
it.
No, it's just like, what do you mean that? I just do Peace Elves. I just do Peace Elves. I can't do it right now, man. Like, you put me, you're putting me on the spot.
We love doing David Stane.
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
Well, that was the thing. It was like, you know, hanging out with him. I tried to not talk about Megadeth because I heard, you know, he probably gets that all the time. So no Megadeth talk.
How clogged up did the shower drains get? Because there's like a lot of hair going on next to Mortis and also Marty Friedman.
Are they using shower?
We don't shower on tour, so no.
Oh,
no,
there you go. That's how they
have
that problem. Now, did Marty Friedman ever like ask you a question and you just want to like he'd be like, hey, can you come over here and help me with my strings? And you'd be like, what do you mean, help me with my strings?
Yeah, I know. See, those are the times where I would refrain. Like,
but like in your head, you were thinking about it.
Oh, in my head, I was talking like Dave Mustaine all the time. Yeah, you know.
Well, you should know we also have Dave Mustaine regularly on our show. He's like a regular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, reoccurring.
Yeah, Dave's actually
right
in the studio right now. I'm not sure if he's ever heard of Ex Mortis.
Yeah, I heard you've been talking some fucking shit about me.
He's been talking some shit. Yeah.
What is that? He's trying to knock me. Make me come down there.
Yeah.
Ex Mortis.
You said you're going to be Ex Mortis now. Can you believe
that?
Yes, my joke, asshole. I'm going to repeat it.
Oh, Dave says a little cranky.
I'm always cranky. You try getting out of man, I'm a band you invented and how that affects you for the next 40 years. God!
I'm assuming, obviously, you know, Ex Mortis, you guys are bringing the thrash back. And obviously, you guys are probably Megadeth fans. I mean, you mentioned that before, you're big first wave thrash fans.
Yeah, you know, we yeah, growing up, we kind of grew up around the same bands that kind of feel a lot of people have, Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, all the pioneers. So yeah, we did.
What are some like deep cut thrash bands that you're like, I wish more people knew about these guys because they were doing something, you know, that
fucking Ex Mortis. You know what? I can't name any deep cut off the top of my head. Never got
what do you
I think. Oh, what I listen to? You know, a lot of kind of a lot of different things, like Skeleton Witch, you know, they're on Prosthetic, our label that we're on. I like them a lot. I like a lot of the newer wave, like Toxic Holocaust is awesome. Kind of like whatever falls into my lap.
How about like which bands, which one band were you listening to when you were much younger that was like, man, I want to like drum and play this kind of music?
Oh, I think Judas Priest. I mean, even now, Judas Priest is, I think for the majority of the, you know, most of the guys in the band, we all kind of like worship Priest. The music, the guitars, the drums, the vocals, the hot, you know, it's just so heavy. To me, they are the definition of like heavy metal.
Have you ever met any of them or played a festival with them or anything?
Oh, actually, I worked for a strap company that was doing some stuff with the guitar players they have right now, Richie Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not an original Priest member, but he's like the only guy I got to meet, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Like all of them are just like regular dudes.
They're very very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about, you know, people that have met them, and you know the interviews that they've done. They seem really humble and just down to earth. I mean, it'd be a dream come true to meet one of those guys.
Rob, can you make that happen for him?
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, make it happen.
Sorry. Yeah, it's happening. I just got off the phone with Judas Priest.
Turn around. He's right behind you.
Judas Priest.
Rob a Copperfield.
Rob.
So I noticed that you guys have a GoFundMe page for a new tour van. Did this one get all busted up on the last tour, or what's the?
Oh, well, actually, yeah, we had the van that we're trying to raise money for. We're just trying to, you know, keep it running. It's a lot. We took it to a mechanic, and he quoted us with just ridiculous amount of money to fix the parts. But it'd
don't
be cheaper to fix that van.
Don't you have any fans that are like mechanics? I mean, there's got to be one out there.
If there are any Ex Mortis fans listening right now that own a shop, a repair shop, 646
291355.
Call us and let us know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, unfortunately, we don't know many people that could help us with the things. I mean, some stuff might be transmission related and, yeah, we're trying to just raise money to keep that van going. We used it on the last tour, and we had to replace the transmission. So it's just been
a lot
of work. But yeah, a nightmare. But the thing is, we've had that van, this particular van, since 2007. We got it with 70,000 miles, and it has 223,000 now. So it's held up, you know.
Wow.
It's held up very well.
Does it have a name? I know some bands like to name their vans.
Oh, no. I don't think, at least I don't give it a name. One of the guys might. I think we just call it like our like chariot or something.
Mm.
I don't have a name for it.
Or motherfucker when it breaks down.
Motherfucker. Yeah. The Italian. That's what we call it.
Right. So so people can go to
Yeah, I don't think we have like a particular like GoFundExMortis.com thing set up. It's just kind of like the links are up on our page. We've already got a tremendous amount of donations that are really going to help us with the things that we need to cover. That's awesome. Hopefully we can get some more cash and everything could get taken care of before we leave. Well, January 5th, we're starting our next tour in New York City, Gramercy Theater, with Warbringer, Cauldron, and Enforcer. Should be rad.
Pre-asking question. All right, sorry about that, live listeners. We got a little technical difficulty. We're back, and we got Mario from Ex Mortis. Mario, you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Sorry about that, Mario.
Shit happens.
So yeah, no, you were asking.
Oh no, I was just wrapping up the point that I was making. If people want to contribute some cash your way and to help you fix your van, they could just find you on GoFundMe.com.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that you're off tour, what are you doing with your time?
We're working on some videos. Kind of jamming out. We have a new album, but we're always jamming out.
Working on stuff for Ride Fifth.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Kind of relaxing. Before the next run, the tour cycle.
Have you already gotten your itinerary for like next year? Do you know what it's going to be looking like?
Well, I know we have the tour with Warbringer and Forster Cauldron from January 5th, I believe, to the end of February. And then I think we're working on something for the spring, but that's pretty much all that's locked in for now.
By then, Rob will have hooked up that Judas Priest tour for you, so that'll seamlessly.
So there's that Judas Priest World Tour. Rob's going to hook up with.
And then once you get that tour, they'll probably hook you up with a new tour bus because it's a pretty high profile gig.
It's going to be Priest for 3D. They're a different band.
Similar. From the trailer.
Yeah.
It's actually Judas Breeze.
He managed to hook up with Judas Rabbi.
Oh, damn it.
The color band. They do it with Klezmer. They do Judas Priest songs.
That should be a thing. If that's not actually a thing, that should be a thing.
Hey, Mario, you want to start a new band?
Yes.
We should also mention that Prosthetic Records is having a Black Friday sale, and people can get 10% off and pre-order the new album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, if they pre-order the album, first 300 people get a call from one of us. Prank call.
Oh.
A prank call? What are you going to be pranking?
Yeah. Well, we're going to make a prank call.
Let's practice. I am like one of the first a few hundred people. Is that how we got this interview, Rob? Did we have to buy the album?
This is
you
a bad
to
prank.
Buy the album.
So, okay. Yeah. Ring, ring. Hello, I'm an unsuspecting ex-Mortis fan. Who's calling?
Damon Sane's here. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Damon Sane, the mighty Megadeth?
Yeah.
What are you doing to me, a lowly ex-Mortis fan?
But, yeah, they get a phone call from one of us. I don't know what we're going to... thank them for the album. Maybe we'll talk about their day.
I'm getting a phone call? Does that mean I won? Is this a prank?
Yeah, maybe.
I want to point out, I just caught myself, even though we're on the radio, like any time I just did that voice of the ex-Mortis fan caller, I put a fake phone with my fingers to my hand.
You made the experience more real for me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This is me talking as Rob now. Nard is
still here. You're still making hand gestures, though. It's not a phone anymore.
That's just what I do.
Yeah,
the Stravinsky
very expressive.
Method acting.
Yeah. He's just like a right. talker.
Rob is doing the come hither fingers.
Wow, no.
What?
But he's looking at you, Sid.
Usually he does that in public only.
I don't
come
know.
Fingers, cool. come hither fingers, I don't know.
All right. Well, one thing I want to add, I find it interesting that your album comes out January 8th, the first Friday of the year. Usually you don't get metal releases the first week of the year, but you guys are starting the year off strong.
Yeah. Yeah, we figured the tour starts the 5th, and might as well just pat the album out. Start off strong.
Sid pointed out to me it's actually the second Friday.
Yeah, the January 1st would be the first
New Year's
Friday.
Day. Doesn't
oh, yeah.
New Year's Day, no, the record stores aren't open. No one can have an album out that day.
But somebody does. Tony Bennett somebody probably. Piece of shit coming out. Duets with some other hack.
All right, well.
Well, I also feel like it's a good idea because, people get cash for the holidays as gifts and they can use that money to buy new music, particularly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You're awesome.
You back that.
Or right help you get a new van, too.
Yeah. People get iTunes gift cards.
The new Ex Mortis album, Ride Forth, comes out January 8th on Prosthetic Records. And if you pre-order it on the Black Friday on the Prosthetic Records, you get 10% off.
Well, yeah, you could. They're doing pre-orders right now. You might get a call from Maria.
Yeah. You might get a prank.
Yeah. Frank call, yeah. You won't know if it's up to me.
Will you, at the end of the call, will you tell them that that was the call that they got? Because otherwise they'll just be like waiting around, waiting for this official call.
Frank.
Yeah, cool. I guess we'll give it away at the end or something. I don't know. We'll
I just want to say that all four of us are going to buy the album so that our odds are better than everybody else.
I want to be pranked.
You guys will definitely get pranked.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mario, for calling in. We're going to play a track off the new album, track number 2, in fact. It's called Relentless. Anything you want to mention about this track?
It's a fucking wicked track. Kind of our homage to, you know, just relentlessly touring and relentlessly playing. So that's, you know, check it out. Hopefully, listeners dig it.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling
in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. That was Mario from Ex Mortis.
Later, guys.
Later. Took me a second to get to that hang up button. But that was Mario from Ex Mortis, and we have a bunch of calls.
All right, let's go through
them.
Are they
for Mario?
Quick.
Should we have
701? You're on the live cast. There you go.
Oh, hey guys, just Levi.
Hey Levi, what's up?
I'm smoking a bowl on my break.
All right,
wonderful.
Great. We're going to play Ex Mortis for you.
Before we do that, though, I don't know, some really long number.
I'm going to read the whole number.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it out. I think it's a 4 number. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Yes, hey. Hello. Who is this?
It's Tyler from Australia. How you going?
Hey.
Hey, it's Tyler from Australia. What's up?
Yeah, I'm just on break at the moment. Thought I'd give you guys a call.
Do you work with Levi?
Whoa.
Are you also smoking a bowl?
No, I'm in Australia, man.
Well.
So you're not smoking a bowl. Do you have a question or a comment, or are you ready for this music break?
FaceTime.
So just a few things I wanted to touch on. First of all, thank you guys so much for your free content. Nearly been listening for a year, and I fucking love you guys.
Oh, awesome. Thank you,
nice
Tyler.
You.
Secondly, thanks for Noah for sending me the Randy Blythe book. Fucking loving that at the moment.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good book.
You're welcome.
And thirdly, as I understand it, you have 2 T-shirts out at the moment, one of which I've ordered. One of which I've ordered, but I need a reason to buy a second one.
Do you need a reason to buy the second one?
Oh, Rob,
well, you just
need
us
one reason.
Oh.
There's your reason. You've officially been won.
I didn't know if he really wanted to get an answer to this question.
Well, he needed one reason.
Just one reason.
Well, by the third one, I got it, but I wasn't sure.
By the third what?
All right. As promised. Here's Ex Mortis with Relentless.
This is Chuck Blandington. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. No, I'm not protesting the Eric Garner civil rights case. It's all of the very Jewy roast beef farts that Sid and Darren are pumping into the studio. Enjoy some more music while I go open a window. This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy. And I called her baby as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck.
Pass the bong, man.
Trust fund assholes.
Hey man, you need to cleanse yourself of all this hate.
Cleanses you fucking stain.
Yes, we can! This is Chuck Blandington. A cat scratch. A whiplash. A witch hunt in black. Sandpaper. Waiting through the music break can be painful. Like rubbing sandpaper on your genitalia. Or like listening to anything sung by Chris Jericho. But it's time for the metaphorical abrasive chafing to end. The Metal Injection live cast returns.
When are we having him back on the show, Rob?
Soon. Chris Jericho will be back soon.
He's never coming back.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast Hour 2. Quickly going over the music break. Lots of good tunes. Kicked it off with Ex Mortis. As we discussed previously, their track Relentless. Then was a local band, Moonlaps. Local instrumental one piece. One man band.
Do you have the song length for that Ex Mortis track?
One.
Blood Moon was the track by Moonlaps. Mm-hmm. Then Grave Ritual with Autonomous Death. And then Grass Orlock wrapping it up.
Wait, no, there was one other song. It's Breaking the Mosaic Law by Judas Rabbi.
And then Grass Orlock with 600,000 tons of explosive ordnance.
That's a long song title.
Speaking of exploding ordinances.
Sid, stop farting.
No, it hasn't been me for a while. It's been Bruno.
During the music break, while you guys were complaining, I was giggling to myself because it totally wasn't Bruno. It was me.
Oh, no!
What? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What?
Oh, wow.
What
no.
So, to recap, Jared was like, that fart smells inhumane. And then Sid is like, it must be Bruno. But then Sid was also like, but wait.
Wait, but his tail's down.
His tail's down.
His butthole is covered.
You know whose butthole isn't?
God damn it.
Your butthole isn't covered?
No, I am wearing pants.
Wow. Are they butthole-less panties? Do they make those?
No.
So, breaking news, Noah farted.
Twice, actually.
Oh, I can't believe that was you. That was so bad.
What did you have for lunch today?
I actually skipped lunch. I had a big breakfast. That's not what my fart sounded like.
It didn't sound like anything because we didn't hear it.
Silent and deadly.
Rice and beans with a side of beans?
No. Nothing. I just had snacks. I'm actually saving my appetite for dinner with
for
Rob.
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, yes.
We're surviving these farts.
Yes. What are you going to be eating during the Survival Series?
We decided we're going to order Chinese food.
All the Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Having a nice casserole that my wife's making.
Mm.
Chicken casserole.
Mm.
That's a wacky mac. You ever have wacky mac?
What's wacky about it?
It's like a bootleg Kraft macaroni and cheese by a company that's not Kraft.
Oh, so this is a brand name.
Yeah. That's better than Kraft.
Okay.
It just comes in a really shitty, like the box is designed shitty. Like it's got a picture of macaroni and cheese. Looks like it was taken in the 70s or something.
Do you only get it from like a discount store?
I've only seen it in discount stores and like small, you know, small food stores or whatever.
Mm.
Highly recommended. I got people turned on to Cottonelle, so maybe they'll start eating Wacky Mac now.
And then wiping their ass with Cottonelle when they're done.
Damn right.
Are you getting like backdoor live read endorsements?
What? Whoa.
What are you implying? No, I wish. Someone wants to pay me. I'll be glad to run it by you.
Wacky Mac listening. Darren is ready to endorse the product. We talked about this briefly earlier. The death metal cop in Sanford, Florida, relieved of his duties.
That's what Noah just did in their underwear.
A young Andrew Ricks got on stage with the death metal band Vital Remains.
Are they good? Do you care about that band? Is that are they on your radar?
No,
not a huge fan. They're not that vital after all, is what you're saying?
No, what he's saying is we have an interview with the drummer from Vital Remains coming up.
No, we don't.
He doesn't want to say anything.
I don't want to say
that
anything.
Glenn Benton was in?
He was in it, yeah. He's not in the band anymore.
Yeah, so when he was in the band. That's
and really, like, the main songwriter left the band, like the main guitarist, Ken Suzuki, who is not related to
Ichiro.
Yeah, he's not a New Japan pro wrestler.
Like Ichiro is.
Yeah.
Oh, not Ichiro. I'm sorry.
Rob, are you okay?
We're smoking a joint, me and Noah, so I'm my brain is functioning much slower than normal. Thanks a lot, Noah.
Where's that cop to arrest you?
He's too busy on stage, so I got fired.
Get off the stage.
So he got on stage with Vital Remains.
With Suzuki.
For that intro track.
Was he in uniform? Was he like on duty?
In full uniform, on duty, at the venue.
Was he supposed to be security for the show?
He was supposed to be. He was patrolling the venue, yeah. He was there on patrol.
So it's not like he was supposed to be driving around town.
He was supposed to be somewhere else.
He
was supposed to be at the show.
Okay.
And he got up on stage. And the intro track for the band is like about 1 minute of like operatic, you know, intro music, like, and then at the very end, there's a shout of "Let the killing begin," and so he shouted that out with
that's
the finger of
the
band.
That's probably not a good thing for a cop in Florida to
say. And then that kicked into their big hit, their Enter Sandman, if you will, De-Christianized.
Enter Sandman.
That's their Enter Sandman. If Enter Sandman was heard by like, you know, 1,000 people. So then this video was surfaced at the beginning of the week, and then in the middle of the week, somebody ratted this cop out.
Right.
And
called up his sheriff and complained.
Yeah.
Bitches get stitches.
And so he was excused of his duty. What's interesting is though, on October 30th, he submitted his letter of resignation, and he would have resigned this past Friday, November 20th, but once the video surfaced, he got fired. And now, I'm of two thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, this is just bullshit. Like, you shouldn't, he didn't really do anything wrong.
But what's the difference between him getting fired and him resigning?
Fired 2 days before he was.
But, like, for him, personally, like, financially, does it matter?
Mm.
He could probably file for unemployment now. So.
Well, maybe he could have got a pension.
No, he can't fire for unemployment because he was fired for not performing, like, not doing his job well.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't get unemployment for that.
Or resigning, though.
Yeah, only if you get laid off. But at the same time, it's like, you're a cop. In uniform, you're going to get up on stage with a death metal band singing "Let the Killing Begin" when there's already like an unease, And
I don't care about the lyrics. It's just like you're supposed to be working. Why are you?
Well, the lyrics
idiot?
Don't help either.
Yeah, I think the lyrics are probably like I'm sure like local news played up that angle.
Oh, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a cop in
Wait
uniform,
a second.
And.
Yeah.
You know,
was he like on the beat when he did this, or
yeah?
So of course, how is there any arguing? Of course, you should be fired. It doesn't make any sense. How can you defend?
Well, would he have been fired if he was on stage with, let's say, Adele singing "Hello"? I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
She's not playing Stanford, Florida. What the fuck are you talking about?
And she doesn't want anyone on stage with her, so he would have been arrested or fired.
Yeah.
For the sake of this example, if Adele was like, "Hey, Andrew Ricks." You sound like you have a wonderful voice. Come up here and sing hello with me.
Would you have been fired? I thought you were going to say that no one could fit on stage.
Hello, Andrew Ricks. You have a lovely voice.
I'm going to Eliza Doolittle.
Why don't you come up here and sing hello with me?
I'm Adele.
It's like the Monty,
I'm Adele.
Sorry, the Monty Python women, the Pepper Pot women.
I object to all this sex on the television. I mean, I keep falling off.
But no, he wouldn't have been fired for that because
no, it would have been fine if it was a pop song
about killing people.
So you think it's specifically because
yes.
they're
like, I don't know, man. I think if you're supposed to be doing police work and you're up on the stage,
that's the part that bothers me. But you know, if he's fired for you know saying the lyrics, I disagree with that.
Right. Well, it turns out he wasn't fired. Just for that. There were other issues that came up. I just saw it earlier today.
Masturbating.
That was enough to fire him.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no concern with us, with anyone listening to heavy metal, said the sheriff. That's your prerogative and your choice of music.
Yeah,
not
if you
mine.
Listen to dumb shit, go ahead.
Well, he's a metalhead. He just doesn't like Vital Remains. That's his issue.
Wait, so the sheriff or Rob?
The sheriff and Rob.
Rob's not a metalhead, though, but he also doesn't like Vital Remains.
So just the sheriff.
I am a metalhead. Fuck you. You jerk. So one of the reasons was he wouldn't turn his camera on.
I like how we both had equal parts in that, and he just called you a jerk.
That's fine.
That was great. I'm flying right under the radar here. Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry, Sid. You're right. Darren, you jerk.
I am sorry. I am a jerk.
He didn't have his body camera on.
Well, of course, you don't want to see him singing on stage at all these shows instead of doing his job.
Yeah.
And apparently he also placed a training officer in a situation where the officer being trained was not equipped to handle it.
Wasn't that the officer's fault? Yeah, he put him
in the mosh pit. He's like, hey, dude, I'm about to jump off stage. Catch me.
He had him sing parts for this band, and he didn't know the lyrics. He was unprepared because he didn't know what he was supposed to say.
El Dudrino in the chat is trying to do a chant. Sharif Rabba?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like a Sid joke. He must have been sheriff.
Yeah. Still working out.
Sharif Rabba. Doesn't really.
Yeah. No,
no. Not the good meter.
Sheriff Rabba works, though.
I like the Imam Rabba joke.
Imam Rabba.
Imam Rabba joke.
That was off the air, though. But yeah.
We have some calls. 575, should the cop been fired for getting up on stage with Vital Remains?
Or are you the cop?
I am not the cop.
Oh, who are you?
It's Devin.
Hello, Kevin.
Devin.
Hello, Devin.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hi. Hey, Devin.
What's on your mind? What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out, listening to you guys. Yesterday was pretty fucking awesome.
We weren't on yesterday.
Well...
Why was it awesome for you?
I am in a couple of bands, and one of them, which is called Crimson Karma, we went to go and do a photo shoot yesterday. And afterwards, we went to go pick up some beer, and we walk in, and we're all wearing Corpse Paint, and the looks on people's faces were fucking priceless.
Yeah. So, first of all, why are you whispering?
Honestly, I'm not whispering. This is just how my voice sounds.
Okay. How do you sound when you're? Before. How do you sound when you yell? Can you yell for us? Scream.
Sure. Okay. What?
Still sounds like a whisper. But all right. All right. We'll let that pass.
He works at a library, so
you,
he's trained himself.
Yeah.
So you and your friends put on corpse paint. And where did you go?
Yeah.
To get beer.
You went to like a corner store? A general store?
It's a local grocery store. It's called Super Saver. I don't know if you guys have those there.
It's so wacky.
Or not.
They probably do.
Now, did you save superbly on beer when you went there, or it was regular price?
I don't know. To me, it was a good deal. It was $15 for a 12-pack of Corona, so...
It's not bad.
And then, so, like, when you were walking down the aisles, were mothers taking their children to a different aisle?
Or, like, holding them closely?
Why are
like,
mothers
their
and their children in the Corona aisle to begin with? That's the issue.
Well, they probably have it right next to the soft drinks, I would think.
And the baby formula.
Like,
how many 12-packs did you get?
Just one.
Goodbye! All right.
I thought Mindy Mayer fucking called us for a second.
We got another call. 740, are you the cop that got on stage with Vital Remains? 740.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, hi. This is Niazi. No, it's not the cop. I'm not
oh,
a
okay.
Cop.
What's up? What's up, Niazi?
Oh, nothing. I'm just listening to you. And I don't think the cop... I think the cop... like no problem to get the for him to get fired because he didn't do his work well.
Of course.
Wait, I don't understand. You want the cop to get fired?
He said the cop
yeah, sure.
should not
yeah,
have been fired.
Yeah. Yeah. And not because he got on stage, but because other stuff that you told.
Speaking of Vital Remains.
Oh.
Maybe he wanted to do more community policing, but he did it the wrong way.
Maybe
yeah,
it was an undercover sting to arrest Vital Remains for being shitty.
He had him right where he wanted him, and then
you know,
boss pulled him out of the mission.
For a second, while Niazi was saying that, he sounded like Bangs.
Really?
Yeah.
Your boy Niazi?
This is your boy.
Oh, no.
Well, aren't you, isn't Banks from, like, Saudi Arabia, and aren't you from Saudi Arabia?
No, Banks is from Sudan, I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Wait, how do you feel about Sudanese people? Do you look down on them? Is there any rivalry?
No, I don't have.
This is a little de-Christianized in the back.
Neutral, I don't know. I don't know a lot of Sudanese people, so.
Do you have any other nationalities that you look down upon? You want to say some racist stuff on the show?
What? I didn't look upon anyone. I liked everybody.
I was testing you. You passed. Good
Did you
job.
Think like a Jew statement was going to slip out of him by
no,
accident?
No. Just like how, you know, like different Asian nationalities like all criticize the others or like sure. Latino ones.
Yeah, Dominican.
Look, I judge people on their merits, not their
wow.
who they are.
That's better than us in this room.
Speaking of people's merits, Noah, did you fart again?
I don't think
it was Bruno this time.
He was waving a hand back and forth. Oh,
Sid,
yeah.
Was it actually you and now
no,
you're just waving
no,
it at Bruno?
No, no, come on, I always take
credit. I have a challenge.
Uh-oh.
The
Robin Sid, if you want to take it.
What is it?
Okay.
Something?
For each one, for Rob and Sid to say three nice things about each other character.
Uh-huh.
For Robin Sid.
Three nice things to say about each other's characters?
It has to be honest. Not,
okay, can
not
I bullshit. Also add something to that? That's a very good idea. I want to say you have to do it seriously and not make a joke about it. Like, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
Rob
be honest and truthful.
Rob is taking attention away from TMZ by being the TMZ of metal.
No.
That doesn't count.
No.
Yeah, it can't be a backhanded compliment.
Wait, so you said we each have to say one thing about each other? Or
Three.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I can't even think
Rob,
of one genuinely one thing I like
Rob,
about Sid.
You're first. You're up. Look at Sid. It might help you.
Do we alternate?
I think Sid has a...
Look me in the eyes when you say this, man. Come on.
I think Sid has a great sense of humor.
Okay, that's
and
it.
That was it.
Yeah, that was okay. Actually sort of what I was going to say, that of all the people I know, I trust your sense of humor more than anyone else's.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah. I've told you that before.
Rob, now you.
Now it's tough.
Same, I had that one for sure, and then now it's like...
I like, one thing I like about Sid is he understands my misery of coming from a Russian home, growing up in a Russian home.
But that's nothing I've done. That's just like I happen to have the same birth circumstances as you.
Not a compliment. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't really earn that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's it. That's
it.
I said one thing each. Huh?
Come on. What does Sid do every afternoon? Do you know?
What does that have to do with Rob?
Yeah, that has no effect on me.
Wait, do you mean walking the dogs or jerking off?
No,
I mean walking the dogs. This is the only
two. I don't care about either of those things.
Do you do that before or after?
You just have to be nice.
Sometimes both.
Wait. You jerk off and walk the dogs.
Not at the same time.
You jerk off and then you come over and pet the dogs and walk them.
I don't pet them. Fuck that. They're not my pets. This is very businesslike. I come in here, I put the leashes on, take them out right back.
Wait There's a minute.
The
no,
leashes are very
leashes?
Sticky, though.
Yeah.
Yes, the leashes are very sticky.
You know, I touch those leashes.
I wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come on my hands. I'm not
I thought of another thing. All right.
Okay.
When Sid did have access to a vehicle, he was always very kind and generous with giving me rides back home, like to my home and not like to a train to take the train back.
So
home.
Would you say he kind-hearted and conscientious or just about that one thing?
He's generally kind-hearted and conscientious if he doesn't have to go out of his way too much.
That's a compliment.
Okay.
I will look out. It's a compliment.
All right, now I have to have a second one?
Yeah, come on, Sid.
I mean, obviously, I think these are all great people. I'm friends with them. I wouldn't be friends with people that I thought were assholes. So I generally just like them, everything about them. But like to for like
don't
specifics.
Drag us into this. This is just between you and Rob.
Yeah.
Maybe if I look into Sid's eyes lovingly, it'll inspire him.
You lived with Rob.
Yeah.
We want to say nice things about each other, we should avoid that.
You made me feel good about not being the hairiest person in the apartment.
I would feel I was like, I think I'm hairy, but wow, Sid's back. So
I just
you made me
like,
feel better
like,
about
just
my
like
back.
The shower drain.
So your compliment is he's no more hairy than you are.
No, he's hairier than me.
Hairier than you.
Yes.
I think you're hairier than I am. I might shed
when
more.
When we count the top of your head, I think you win.
So close to not being a compliment at all.
I don't think that's a compliment. I don't think that counts.
Mostly it's just like generalities. Like, he's a really nice person.
This
but
might
that's
be
like
the
lame.
Best you're going to get, though. I'm going to allow that.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Well, I think Sid is generally a nice person.
You already said that. Wasn't that the last bit? The driving, but you did say
okay.
This.
Yeah,
in general.
Okay. Damn, all right.
I didn't know it was hard.
This is one of the best, worst things we've ever done on the show.
Good job, Nancy.
Well, I feel like for the most part, I agree with Sid's moral barometer.
Okay.
And I think he has a good general outlook on the world. The only thing I've ever in terms
politics
of
politics
like,
are good.
You don't have to say the best things. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep it positive, Rob.
Yeah, he was stopping me. All right. So yeah, there we go.
Can I append something to that? Just my opinion. I think that Sid has great morals and is very good politics. And when he says things that are outrageous, he's kidding most of the time.
Most of the time.
I don't
or I'm
really...
just taking things that I believe, but like to the 10th power of absurdity, because why not? It's
I don't think you really believe in giving AIDS to AIDS babies to rapists, to pedophiles.
It's impractical. It would just take too much effort.
Otherwise.
But it doesn't mean that he doesn't.
I do believe that we should help them out somehow so they're not just walking the streets raping willy-nilly, which is a kid
leave
that
willy-nilly
I know.
Alone. Yeah. The one thing that I disagree with you is the one that we were like, oh, we should just bomb the entire Middle East and get rid of them.
I didn't say we should. I said that was the only way if we want to completely eradicate terrorism and not be scared anymore. That what else is there to do? That's the quickest way.
We're kind of doing
that
now, though.
It's a horrible thing to do, and it shouldn't be. No,
but anyway, we're getting off topic. You have to say one more nice thing about me.
Yeah. You're always like you're never like in a cranky, shitty mood. I've never been like, oh, Rob's a dick today. You're just always like very up and positive and open, and have a good disposition generally.
I'll say one thing you missed about Rob. This is the number one thing I admire about Rob.
I'm liking this.
Number one thing I admire about Rob. Rob is the most logical and rational person that I've ever met. There's never been one time in my life that I've known Rob that he has said something that was fueled by just being emotional in the moment. He always breaks it. Sometimes it's very infuriating, to be honest with you. Like, I want to...
What about you, Island?
Both been arrested and he's laughing it off.
Yes.
I was going to say, to a fault. To a fault.
Exactly right. That was an
example. What about Future Island?
It was being used at a bad time.
Yeah.
But you would never, ever... if I want to sometimes vent to you about something, you're always like, well, no, I see the other side of that because, you know, and I'm like...
He's
shut up!
He's very even Steven.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I always try to understand. Like, to me, it's like, how could somebody think like this? Like, what could possess someone to think something so irrational?
I think that's a great trait to have. It's hard to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Can I add something about Rob?
Oh, my God. What's
Why
going
is no one
on?
Adding things about me?
Well, no, because Darren was like one thing I admire about Rob. So the main thing that I admire most about Rob is how he just, like, has no shame. He's just like, does not give two shits. Like, if he's taking that last macaroon, he's going to just take it. He has, like, no shame about, like, asking for stuff.
Clearly no one's upset about a macaroon you took it for.
No, I don't even like macaroon. I was just making an, I admire that. Like, I wish that I would be more like that. It's almost kind of like Larry David.
I wish I could be a glutton like Rob.
I admire how Rob doesn't give a shit about other people.
Rob doesn't give a shit about being judged for taking the last thing. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing, Noah.
I mean, Rob,
no.
Fucking 1997. I'm just saying, it was a fucking macaroon on the table between you and me. I don't know, another person might have just asked around the table, you want to fuck a macaroon? I'm just saying, we're different people.
And days later, you ask me out on the bus. Of course I said, no, you want to fuck a fucking macaroon.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm riding the bus. I'm saying, you know, I'm thinking in my head, this guy, maybe there's something there. Maybe there's a spark. Then I go, fuck a macaroon.
I don't want to be living 30 years down the line and we got, you know, 3 macaroons on the table. I take one, you take one, and then you take the last macaroon. Ah, ain't like that.
I ain't macaroon in my life. What do we have fucking kids? Kids don't get a fucking macaroon. We got 3 kids. That's fucking 5 people. I gotta buy 6 macaroons now. Fuck out of here.
Thank you, Diazzi.
That was great.
Magical.
I feel like I'm less like that now, though. Not the taking the last macaroon. I will always do that.
Still like that.
Because I find that, like, everyone thinks the opposite way. Like, oh, I can't possibly take this last one. And there have been situations where, like let's
bad.
Say we're at a restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. They'll just take away the plate with the last thing. And it's
so
like, no one has it. And it's like, look, nobody's going to take it. I'm just going to take it.
Yeah, no, and I love that about it.
No one's going
to
be mad at me.
Way to spin that into a way where you're doing someone a favor.
I'm saying nobody's going to be mad because everyone's being like, someone else will take it.
Right.
But when they come to take away, if there's still food, can't someone just be like, no, we're not done with that? You don't have to eat it to do that. You can just vocally
say. Mentally,
you can take it home.
Everyone else is done with it, you know?
And they would be happy to see someone else.
Tell yourself whatever you need to.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'll eat this friggin' chicken wing.
Well, Niazi, thank you. That was a great question.
Okay, I'm out of here. It got too sentimental for me. Bye.
Seriously, no, that was awesome. That was a great little thing. We got some more calls.
Maybe the question of the week.
That's not racist, by the way. That's Niazi saying that.
Yes.
So I just wanted everyone to know.
Maybe the question of the week for next week is call in and say some one thing you admire about each of the hosts.
Oh, I like that.
Or three.
Oh, that's, listen.
At least one thing.
This is like a college term paper.
Right? I like that for the question of the week. All right, let's get to our other callers. Thank you, Niazi. 442. I think this might be another international call. You're on the live cast. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, it's Campion.
Hello, Campion.
Wow.
Yeah, from Ireland.
Hello, Campion. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going really good.
What time is it in Ireland right now?
It's like 12:45.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm staying up for Survivor Series anyway, so.
Uh-oh. Oh, very nice.
Cool.
Yeah, we're about
so
to
are we.
Get watching. So what's up? Do you have a comment or something?
Not much. What do you think about these whole rumors about ISIS at Survivor Series?
Well, weren't they dismissed as not credible? If I'm
really?
There is no threat.
What if the WWE just has like new ISIS characters? And
no.
I hope they work.
That's what I thought. It would be really cool.
Well, they got really criticized.
Pretty bad, but really cool.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to because they know they're going to get a lot of negative press. The bad kind of negative press.
Can they bring back
press.
Skandar Akbar and he's the leader of ISIS?
they did that before with what's his name? Muhammad Hassan? Remember that?
It's just for you and me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
My whole thing is I feel like WWE is always over the top and playing to the last row. They cannot handle nuance, so they should avoid nuance characters.
Right, which they do.
Where you could misinterpret what someone is doing.
But I'm sorry, done?
So, for example, like a decade ago, they had Muhammad Hassan, who was... Right. A Arab American or a Muslim, I forget the exact thing, but he was basically like an American citizen who said he's been treated badly and it's unfair, but then he would behave like a heel, like a bad guy.
Right.
And
he was representing those arguments people make that are legitimate, and of course WWE is run by assholes, so they think that's a bad argument to be making, so they put him in the bad light.
Well, they may or may not, but the way they portrayed him was... certainly in a bad light.
Right. But what another thing, though, is that when Muhammad Hassan was out, that was like already over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And their company is different now. In other words, back then, they were more likely to do provocative things.
Yeah.
And now
they're
a publicly traded company, so they're just like, they want to crank out like a steady stream of non-offensive, identical angles constantly over and over.
They're really seeking to get like a mainstream general advertising deal, so they wouldn't want to rock the boat in any way where like larger advertisers would be shy away from them.
Exactly.
Last night I was watching the Texas... This Tuesday in Texas pay-per-view. And like...
Hulk Hogan versus Undertaker.
Right, but Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I could not believe how rapey Jake the Snake was towards Elizabeth.
Yeah. Try to put
and
a snake
just,
around it.
And I was just thinking about how like, they don't have anything close to that today.
Is that a complaint?
Oh,
you want more?
Yeah, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Sure, yeah, why not?
It was kind of like uncomfortable, and then he like, you know, hit Elizabeth in the face and stuff.
With what?
His snake.
No, with his hand. He wasn't allowed to have the snake ringside. He wasn't allowed to have the snake. Even
snake
though he
was
did.
Barred from ringside.
Yeah. Snake kept interfering.
So I like the way that it is today, but I also like the fact that I can go back and watch when the storyline was a little bit more offensive.
Adult. It was adult. That's the thing that's different now, is that there are still references to sex and like...
Yeah.
But it's all filtered through the mind of an 8-year-old. In other words, like when two people are dating, it's the way an 8-year-old thinks about a relationship between two people.
Yeah.
And it just gets very tiresome.
I hear that. But then you could just go back and just watch the old storyline again.
Oh, Summer Rae used to be Dolph Ziggler's girlfriend. Now she's Vince's girlfriend. Now she's, who's she?
Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze's girlfriend.
Tyler Breeze?
Pretty.
He's really good.
He's good. He's doing like kind of like a Zoolander.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't like that movie, so it's...
You didn't like it?
Wow, you kidding. That's a great movie.
It was a sleeper hit for me. I went into it thinking it would be bad, but I was surprised.
Sid, here's one good thing about you. You didn't like Zoolander.
Yeah, there we go. any movie, if Ben Stiller is the star of the movie, I typically am not in on
that
movie.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
I'm not
the biggest
Ben Stiller fan, but he has some,
I mean, I haven't seen it since it came out.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to rewatch, but I found it annoying. Also, Owen Wilson, I hate in everything.
Well, Will Ferrell, he's in it. He's great in that movie.
I don't know, maybe it was
Owen Wilson is really good in Midnight in Paris, if you've ever seen that movie.
I have not.
But also, Owen Wilson...
You need to.
Is playing a role that he can pull off, which is like a ditzy, like celebrity idiot.
The only thing I really like Owen Wilson in is the Royal Tenenbaums because he's playing an asshole in that. So I'm supposed to not like him, and he does a really good job of it. But everything else, like his voice and his hair and
his broken nose,
pointy face. His brother, I'm fine with him. I can't stand.
He played an asshole in Meet the Parents.
Yeah, but then
that movie,
once again,
I feel like I hated that movie because it made me so uncomfortable.
It's all right. Well, here's what I don't like about that movie. It has a common Hollywood premise, like the guy has an abusive father-in-law that hates him, but it drags out the abuse for so long.
Yeah.
It just goes on way too long. It's just so uncomfortable. It could have been accomplished in like half the time.
They did like eight other movies.
Yeah.
Hey, his name is Fokker. Get it? It sounds like Fokker. Let's do some puns.
Yes. Wonderful.
Little Fokkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When the only justification for doing a movie is that you could have a pun in the title, maybe don't do that movie.
Right.
Maybe it's not worth millions of dollars to make that.
It's a premise that could have been a 20-minute short, and now there's four movies, full-length films.
Maybe that's what Ben Stiller needs to do. Just bring back the Ben Stiller show, where it's him in smaller doses, and that would work better than these movies.
Well, Campion, we're going to let you go.
Wait, who's going to win the World Heavyweight Championship?
Who do you think is going
to
win?
Probably Roman Reigns, but I don't want him to, but probably Roman Reigns.
That's probably the answer any wrestling fan will give you. He probably won't win, but he will.
I congratulate you for not saying Hornswoggle is going to win. That's a good job by you, not being a homer.
Sheamus.
Hopefully.
Is that
Sheamus?
Are you rooting for Sheamus?
No, of course I'm not. I fucking hate Sheamus.
But he's Irish and you're Irish.
Yeah, come on.
Here's what I don't understand.
Oh, shit. You're right. I love him now. Thank
here's
you.
What I don't understand about
I've seen a lie.
Sheamus's, like, his skin is so white that it's, like, clear. And whenever he gets, like, thrown around or punched, like, he never has any markings on his skin.
He's a robot.
It's so bizarre.
He definitely
All Irish people are like that. We all have ginger hair, and we're all very pale. It's a very accurate representation of all of us. I'm very proud of WWE.
Also, Becky Lynch, isn't she also?
Yeah,
she's actually a good representation of Irish people.
And Finn Balor.
We are also... Whoa.
Finn Balor? Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah, Finn Balor. Finn Balor is great. But, like, they don't play up the whole Irish thing with him, at least.
Well, yeah, except for his incredibly thick Irish accent.
Rob, it's almost like people from other countries like and dislike wrestlers based on merit and not where they were born. It's really strange.
Weird.
Rob,
just liked all the Russian wrestlers.
I really thought you were going to say the Iron Sheik.
Stop.
Well, he's Iranian.
You do have that picture with the Iron Sheik.
I do.
And he did love him.
But that was already past his prime. No. As a kid, I was a total by-the-numbers Hulk Hogan fan.
Yeah, same.
A Hulkster?
I was a total little
Hulkster. He was a Hulkamaniac.
Yeah, I was a Hulkamaniac, for sure.
Yeah,
I was like,
only one Hulkster.
Like not crying, but like shaken when Earthquake...
Oh.
Like sat on him.
I sent Hulk a letter in the hospital. I got a postcard.
Yeah, I did too. I totally sent Hulk a letter. Yeah. And then there was like the big Hulk Hogan has a big announcement this week on Superstars. And I couldn't watch it at the time, but I made sure my dad recorded it on the VCR.
What were you doing that you couldn't watch?
Waited with
so
bated breath.
Summer camp? A little paper mache.
Grandma's house.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't home. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember I popped into the VCR.
I think Rob's got some repressed childhood memories that we need to work through.
Maybe.
What the hell kept you from watching that announcement live?
Did you hate John Penn?
Yes.
Rob, when did you realize Hulk Hogan was a dickhead? When did you lose your love for him?
This kind
past
of like,
Wednesday.
When I started being a little smarter to what wrestling is, like a teenager, I guess.
Following
like
11, Dirt
12,
Sheet.
Yeah, like following the backstage stuff.
Didn't he join NWO?
Right before he joined NWO, I kind of was over him. Like in WCW, they kind of he was just doing the same thing, and it was boring.
When he was wearing jeans.
He was fighting Ric Flair every week.
And that's, beating him. He was that, beating Ric Flair every week. It's like, who cares?
That was one of the most amazing things about WCW and how bad they were, to me, was that they took this legendary matchup, which when I was a kid, Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, they were both in opposite federations. And all, on the, every time you talk about wrestling, what would happen if Hulk Hogan fought? Well, it's never going to happen. It's ridiculous. Finally, first of all, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair comes to the WWF, and they never fight. They fought on house shows, and that's it, because of ego problems and all this shit. Then Ric Flair goes back to WCW. Hulk Hogan follows him there to WCW. And then they fight every week, and they made it so fucking bad. They made the most classic matchup you could think of so fucking tired and horrible that you were like, get this off my fucking television already. It's amazing.
God bless.
When I was a kid, I always just thought like Hulk Hogan would kill him because he's five times bigger. Like there wouldn't even be a match.
That's wrestling not all about size.
This in my head, I was like, oh, that would be great if they fought.
He's
but
the
Hogan
dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair. He'd find a way.
He fought guys that big.
Yeah.
Magnum TA.
He wasn't Hulk Hogan's size.
Lex Luger.
He was like Hulk Hogan's Luger. Height.
Andre the Giant.
I see Magnum T.A. is bigger than Lex Luger, just not roided up.
Is Magnum T.A. still alive?
Yes. Yeah. He's got some serious injuries and stuff.
He's fine. He's walking.
I guess that's better than like 95% of wrestlers.
Were you just at his cabin? Yeah, he's still drawing breath. He's all right.
The machines are working.
All right, Campion, thank you for calling in. We're not going to want you because we like you.
Wait, can I say one in Irish?
Sure.
Get one and get an Irish version of Fade to Black somehow.
Jeez.
Okay,
I can give you an Armenian.
Well, what's your Irish one?
Hane.
Hane?
Hane.
Oh, Hane. All right, thank you, Kane.
Kane.
It's Kane.
All right, really quickly, we got Jared. Jared, you're on the line. You've
been
waiting.
Oh no, Vogel?
No.
Calling. Is this his one phone call?
I mean, sorry, John.
Hey, is what phone?
We have John.
Oh.
John.
Oh, hey, hey.
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 I don't mean to be program director, but I was wondering if you guys were going to talk about that pastor that blamed the Eagles of Death Metal fans.
Oh, I didn't.
You have that story?
Yeah, like it's basically this pastor was like, oh, the people at that show were listening to death metal, so they deserve to.
Stupid pastor doesn't even know that it's just their name and not their genre.
Yeah.
Dumb pastor.
Stupid. There.
Come on, pastor. Yeah. Your metal research, right? Go on Metal Injection. Check it out. Right?
Pastors. Also, I did ship your pizza, but it
shit
our pizza? Isn't there yet.
Shit on our
definitely
pizza?
Definitely did.
Yes, I shit a pizza. No, I shipped your pizza.
Thank you.
Well, it's a Chicago pizza. Would it taste that much different if you should not?
Well, you know.
Information you could give Rob?
I hope Rob didn't eat it.
No, I think
no, they didn't even give me tracking information, so. I just shipped it on Friday, so.
Okay, well, when we get it, we'll post pictures on our Facebook page if it's
maybe,
the day that we're not doing the show.
Maybe, well, we'll have Rob, if he gets it this week, he'll bring it to the show on Sunday and we'll have it.
Yeah, and also...
What do you mean? It's pizza.
And also, I posted that idea for that shirt, and I want full credit if you guys make it.
We're not going to make it. It was a good idea, but we're not.
You suck.
What was the shirt idea?
My wife is getting banged by Mario, and all I got is this stupid shirt.
funny, Wonder. But no cigar.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling in, John.
Yep.
Hey, boy.
One.
Oh.
There we go.
All
We do. I'm getting those right now.
Awesome. And like 18 other things to talk about. This is going to be a 3-hour episode.
What else do we have?
We have Survivor Series.
I don't.
All right, you stay here and talk about whatever you want to
talk about. You talk about that rapist dentist.
Yeah, I guess we'll save that for next week.
Rapist dentist.
It's all Nyasi salt.
That was a good bit.
I'm kidding. All right, we got one from Israeli guy.
This Israeli guy.
Hi, guys. This is Israeli guy. I didn't call to tell you about the Fear Factory show last week since it was on the same day time as the terror attack in Paris, and I felt it wasn't appropriate. In any case, it was great. It was, like you said, Burton C. Bell was off-key most of the songs, which was hilarious, but they took a 5-minute break in the middle and he came back like new and performed 3 songs from their new album. I send you a clip of the show if you want to play it anyway. I like the Bisley reference. It's a favorite birthday party snack. It comes in 5 flavors in Israel.
Taste
Did
like
you
kibble?
Also try Bamba?
Yes.
That's it for now.
What's Bamba?
It's La Bamba.
You've had Bamba. It's those like... It's like a puff, but it's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
I'm into the Bambas.
Whenever I go to Israel, I always, raid the supermarket and bring back a whole bunch of snacks because the Bamba that they have in the U.S., there's, I think they use palm oil, and the Bamba in Israel, they use peanut oil. And it makes
subpar Bamba.
Right, and it just, makes such a difference.
I don't know that you should have any product named Bamba in Israel. This just asks us for trouble.
Can you pass the Bamba, please, over here? I want the Bamba.
No Bamba in the airplane. Yeah.
So, do you have any in-flight Bamba, please?
Do we want to play the Fear Factory clip, if you want to?
Yeah.
Let's just
Mason tonight.
Listen close to background. There's some bombers going on.
Yeah!
Oh,
no!
Fuck yeah! Fuck
yeah! This is odd.
You know what, guys? We know you guys spent a lot of time and a lot of energy coming to this year tonight. But thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
He is so out of breath.
I thought he was going to... play us some of the music. All right, there's no music. All right.
Don't mind that. That's just the regular machine gun fire.
Yeah. They're going to play one.
All right, that's it for the show.
Wait, don't we have one more voicemail?
No, that was it.
He said
I was wrong.
Oh, God damn it. My heart is broken. I was so excited.
Max, we need to hear from you.
Please,
been a while.
Just let us know that you're okay.
Tell us something bad about Mongolians.
Bro, I ate some bad bamba.
Oh, no.
Well, there is a cake in Russian called bomba. It's a turnover cake. Bomba.
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 It's right next to the Holodets.
Oh. All right.
We'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening. Please buy a shirt if you like us. Links on the episode page, mentalinjection.net/livecast.
Funny.
No.
Put your duty. I want to kill people. Let's do that. God, I want to fuck that guy. To please my suck palate. I'd rather fuck Fred Funstock. How can you gag on corn stitch? Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper. You're louder than the friggin' Asian BBW porn. Stress child is porn. I'll let Rob shit on the naked. I'll blow you for $10. Nobody would fucking eat. My tentacles are everywhere. This is like that awkward moment when you're done getting your dick sucked at the glory hole.